This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Hain and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
In a hand, kick off your head, top clear.
You don't wanna stop round here, you don't wanna plot round here, nah.
Big four fizzy in a hand, kick off your head, top clear.
Yeah, check 1-4 fizzy in the air, one shot, two shot, three shot, yeah. And you know that we got a transit spare, yeah. Case you gotta run up in your rear, yeah. Man don't care if you go gym and you Ueno or if you rock Montclair. Talking tough, man might call that bluff. The next thing you know, you disappear.
So, no problem. And there is a madman, madman thing. The man ain't on a black man thing. I'm known to roll with men that are white man skin. Bah. Hit him with a thing, watch him stretch, that's fantastic. Creep up, pay him it, beat it. Boom. Touch back the block and clean it. That there's rocket science for them idiots. Then you say I hear they're deceived. The men still keep it show. O's and clings, clings of O's. Hit the front line and make the reloads. Same way when the dogs them activate, bars them activate. Lyrics touch a man's souls. 1-7 to the soul, men's road to the bone, men's road to the bone. God knows men know what I'm smoking.
You don't wanna stop round here, you don't wanna plop round here, nah.
Big four fizzy in a hand, kick off your head, top clear.
You don't wanna stop round here, you don't wanna plop round here, nah.
Big four fizzy in a hand, kick off your head, top. Yo, so let's get a couple things clear. Don't chat shit when I'm here, man start disappear. Burst like bubble round here, we double up the trouble round here. None of them compare, if we was a done now affair. But it's more like a snuff top affair. Big four fizzy when time change, so it's mad if you wanna push luck around here. Don't fuck up now, got any way that we find out. East, west, north or south, top strikers are out. So every little minute's gonna count, try escape to another hideout. Try circle the town, oi fam, what's he talking about? Ride out, we don't ever lie down. Big four fizzy all over the city, so you know that it's sticky, don't come around here. Can we there?
Firing straight, sometimes arriving late, but nothing else other than great. I ain't gonna shake, I ain't a judge, I ain't settling case. I'm just setting pace. Yeah, I come true in a brand new starting, talk tough, but we know you ain't gonna do nothing. Just call me the green giant. I'll slap out the corner and watch that fly straight through something. Check 1-2 when I come true. Them and I'm mad, it's like man, I'm in a bun through. Done who? Shell a man down, no peanut. Just that I'm at Mickey Mies up. Tech time when you come right there, dog. Man, I dead from young right there. It's a concrete jungle we live in, even the feds are shook to come right there.
Tricks! Yo, you don't wanna stop round here, you don't wanna plop round here, nah.
Big four fizzy in a hand, kick off your head, top clear.
You don't wanna stop round here, you don't wanna plop round here, nah.
Big four fizzy in a hand, kick off your head, top clear.
Yeah.
Headshot, one for you, 10 for them lot. I run in rooms, I come for you, not your Xbox. When the fuck's the food? I can summon goons with the head knock. Front room, kitchen, trailer loft. I'm in your son's room, flipping this toy, so what? Sawn off, you ain't niggas I'm unsure of. I swear on the Bible right here before God, none of you niggas ain't warlords. House, where, address, door off.
I'm in the type of nigga you can't warn off. Limbs get torn off, I piss you all off.
Mad team, kill everyone when they feature me. That's why a man don't feature me. They don't want this frequently. Top three easily, it should have stopped me immediately. But I got peace legally, what's the whole 16 to me? I keep the punk queen with me.
Mad team. Fizzy in a hand, kick off your head, top clear.
You don't wanna stop round here, you don't wanna plop round here, nah.
Big four fizzy in a hand, kick off your head, top clear.
You don't wanna stop round here, you don't wanna plop round here, nah.
Big four fizzy in a hand, kick off your head, top clear.
You don't wanna stop round here, you don't wanna plop round here, nah.
Big four fizzy in a hand, kick off your head, top clear, yeah.
Hain and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio, 4 till 6 p.m. We're in the house. San Sylvester. Once again.
But.
As always, including. Researching.
Urchin.
A.K.A. Renzel Nottingham. And Natalie. A.K.A. Sarah Dabunda.
Yeah, hello. Hi.
Hi.
No, I was waiting for this. I liked it.
Thank you.
What you were doing.
I'm the hype man.
Maybe not for the whole show, but for a good start.
Do you know what, right? Speaking of hyping, I can't help hyping.
I can't help being a hype man when I hear Back in Black by AC/DC.
What can you tell me? Show me what you mean. What do you mean?
Do you have that song?
Spin it.
Hold on. Well, let me just.
I wish we had a sound effect.
I just for some reason, when I listen to Back in Black by AC/DC, and you might not know who I'm talking about, but I just always imagine I'm DJ Clue. You know who used to. Yeah. Blazing hip hop and R&B. DJ Clue. Yeah. We got that new AC/DC.
Exclusive.
Coming at you hard. All the way from Australia, man. Yeah. I
bet you know I'm glad to be back.
All right.
Shit. From the news.
I can't help doing it. I could go for the whole song, but you don't want that. I'm telling you, you don't want that.
I liked it.
I just thought I'd give you a quick example, but you don't want that.
No, yeah, I mean, like it.
Have you got the funds to pay for the rest of the performance?
This is the
AC/DC. No, but I didn't think that song could be improved, but you've just proved me wrong.
I did my F64 over that.
Really? Oh, yeah, actually, I can't remember that. I remember your F64. You're on a boat, I think.
Yeah, I did it over the instrumental to Back in Black, for anyone that is interested. Coming up on the show, we've got an incredible guest today. He's a longtime friend of the show.
Indeed.
And he's going to be coming in and chatting to us about his new album, on which I feature.
And share some wisdom with you.
Share some wisdom, yes. We're going to give you the opportunity to send your queries in, and we can share some wisdom. After all, it is Wisdom Wednesday.
Yes.
And
is the new Payne and Sylvester Incorporated law firm side of things.
It's the service that we're providing.
Who's the guest?
The guest, sorry, yeah, because I was so
rudely interrupted.
No, do you know what? I wouldn't say it was rude, just interrupted.
Sorry.
Doc Brown.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Is our hero. Not even our guest. He's our hero.
A legend, an absolute legend.
And I think we might be playing the song, a little exclusive, that you did with him from the album.
Yes.
I know we are because I see it on my screen in front of me.
Yeah, and also possibly because you plan the show.
Yeah. So. Also, he's going to be doing a freestyle.
Yeah, he is.
In the studio.
He's going to be dropping bars. It's not just Sarah Love and Maestro that get the rappers on.
Oh, hell no.
We get the MCs in.
This is
going
to be like one of them days again, you know, when we had Prez T in and we had Westwood on the phone, and I just have to like fanboy for the whole show. I
think you know them ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very respectable fellow, and like I said, long time friend of the of FUBAR. In fact, you know, has presented on FUBAR.
Yeah.
He has a long history with FUBAR. Mm. So he's going to be coming back. It's going to be like a little reunion almost.
Yeah. Well, you've seen him obviously more recently because you've been on his album, but
I have, yeah, true.
I've never seen him.
Oh well, so it's and I haven't seen him for a while. So between the three of us, it like kind of levels out. Doesn't
it? Yeah. There's going to be a lot of nostalgia and
remember the days when
you know them
do
ones.
That.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Yeah, sure.
Remember the days when
I've never met you.
And here, they were the days.
Remember them letters you used to get from Aris.
I'm here now.
Hi, I'm Reese.
I told you I'd meet you one day.
we're going to be speaking to, we're going to have Jammer and Priye.
Yes.
Wow.
On the phone.
Okay.
But talking about Strawberries and Cream Festival.
Yeah.
And announcing some of the lineup.
I went to that last year.
I know you did. They know you did as well.
Do they?
Yeah. I mentioned it and they said, yeah, we know.
Yeah, Kano headlined.
Big headliner.
No, Nelly headlined.
Yeah.
What? Nelly headlined. Kano had to do a really early set because he was playing, I think, like two other festivals that day. But Nelly fucking played, man.
I don't know what. I've gone off Nelly since the whole...
he took off the plaster?
Yeah.
Oh. We healed up.
Lost character.
Right.
It's not the same Nelly he was before.
Do you think that was his, like Samson's locks, do you think that the strength was all in the plaster
exactly.
and he lost it when he removed it?
Yep.
I can't even remember the stage when he removed that. Did he have it for that tune with Kelly Rowland?
Yeah.
He had it on then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he have it on...
Hot in Here, yes.
Drop Down and Get Your Eagle On, Girl. I think he might have taken it off for that album, Sweatsuit.
But realistically, all wounds do have to heal. Do you know what I mean?
Didn't he have it on as... like to sort of pay homage to a friend that was incarcerated or something like that.
Maybe he got out then, the friend.
I think that's what happened, yeah.
Or what was his album called? Sweaty Suit?
Sweaty Betty.
Well, if it's sweaty, the plaster will just fall off.
Sweaty Betty is actually a song by the Mac Lads.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah. It's a brand as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's a brand of fitness store clothing.
I'd have got that Sweaty one if it came up on Play to Win.
Yeah, true.
Well, we got games later as well.
We have got games later. Yep. In addition to Jammer, Priya on the phone, Doc Brown live in the studio, we've got games and we're going to be delving into some of this week's quite weird and wonderful case. Well, some of them not so wonderful, actually, cases. And yeah, like I said, please email us, get your queries in. We will be dishing out some wisdom. It's Wisdom Wednesdays. Wisdom Wednesday.
So if before we were the law, does this now make us, you know, like Gandhi level wise? Are we like now the wisest people around?
I'd say wiser than Gandhi.
Yeah.
You know.
Big claim there.
Absolutely.
But you're still the law, surely?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. That's why, because we're wise. You have to be wise to be able to, you know, be a lawmaker. Mm-hmm. is the term I'm looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Good to know. So we can help you with legal stuff or anything. No problem too small.
None at all. And no problem too big.
Then don't try and make them too real, like divorce or something. We can't really handle those.
For real.
Just be silly ones, really.
Yeah, yeah. Please don't come at me with divorce. I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, let's get into another song. And then when we come back, we're just going to talk about a woman that just, like, shat on the floor of a bus, really.
Naturally. Mm-hmm. I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan. Fubar Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
On International Women's Day.
I was going to say that.
Oh, fucking hell, man. You've got to get in there and be the you know, Mr. Save a Feminist. Why can't you just let me say it?
Say it again.
Yeah, because it's International Women's Day.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
We just played I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan. To be fair, you should have, talked about that one, because that would have been your selection, technically.
Yeah, good choice from you so far, Reece.
Thank you. Also, I thought you were going to brush over it. The way you built up for it, obviously I understand what you were doing now. But I was like, I'm just going to sneak it in. I'm just going to slip that one in there.
It is actually, International Women's Day. Whether or not you think it should exist, I think women should be celebrated every day, is the point I'm trying to illustrate. Mm-hmm. It does, and we are celebrating it.
Yeah.
How are you celebrating it, Natalie?
I'm here with you two. What better way? I might have a cocktail later, so I'm celebrating it. Can I say that one thing that annoys me about the day is when it's generally men who say things on Twitter like, that's all very well, but when's International Men's Day?
Yeah.
Every day.
Yes, exactly, Reese, exactly.
So well, International Everybody Day should be every day.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, it isn't.
No, exactly, Reese.
They should make vagina tails on International Women's Day instead of cocktails.
Ooh. Yes. Well, tail is also another word for a penis as well, so you'd have to be like...
Is it? I thought... Oh.
No, it's not.
It's tail, isn't it?
Tail's like you're behind.
Is it?
Yeah, it's always associated with your posterior.
It's tail. Go to your tail.
If someone wanted to fuck me with their tail, if I was a woman, I would not find that arousing at all.
No.
I wouldn't want to. I can't imagine wanting to fuck someone with my tail. I don't have one, obviously, but my coccyx.
Everyone has a tail, don't they?
Well, we have remnants of a tail.
Mm. I've actually got a photo of a woman with a tail in
my
phone.
I knew that would be the case. Why? And how?
I don't know. Someone must have WhatsApped it to me at some point, but every time I go in my photos, I see it. And
it's Shallow Hal, isn't it, where he's got the bridge with a fucking tail. That makes me so queasy. That scene, I can't watch it. I can't. It's the equivalent of, you know, when you were younger and a sex scene used to come on when you were watching films with your parents you'd have to kind of leave the room. If I'm with anyone and we're watching Shallow Hal and that bit comes on, I've just got to go toilet or something. I can't. It's nasty.
And he wags it, doesn't he?
Oh my god.
Jesus.
It's nasty, that scene.
I can't remember. I need to watch that film again.
Is that body shaming? Are there people that have tails?
Yes, there are. So if you have a tail,
do get in touch.
Well, enjoy it.
No photos.
I would be interested. I want to see your photo, actually.
Of a woman with a tail?
Yeah.
Is it not?
Like a
it's horrible. Somehow. Do not ever. You don't want to.
Oh.
What is it? Real? Is it genuine? A woman with a tail.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to see it. Then.
I assume so.
I don't want to see it then. And there's no way you think that it was edited like with Photoshop.
Could be. Everything can be.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I can't just say no because I've done a shoot before and they've just cut my head off and put it onto someone else's body and I've not even been there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
So I know that anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Someone photoshopped a gimp mask on your head on a runway, didn't they?
Yeah, that wasn't Photoshop.
Oh. I thought it was.
Nope. That was
that wasn't that, Photoshop. There's a video of that.
That actually happened, yeah. And then I had to pretend to sit in an electric chair and pretend to be electric.
The shit you've got to do as a catwalk model, man.
Electric shocked. Well, some guy stood next to me, like, pretending to pull a lever, dressed as a teddy boy, in, like...
What is the most outlandish thing you've ever been asked to do as a model?
That I did the same show again.
See, I was hoping you were going to say, "Oh no, it was the Gimp Mask episode."
No,
there's more.
I did where I was painted in white paint completely, and then I had a you know, the old school swimsuit shorts with the unitard kind of thing.
Yeah.
One of them on, then over the top, I had some other crazy like surfer costume or like a wetsuit. Then over the top of that, I had like a huge over-the-top one-piece suit, tuxedo, and had to carry a surfboard with a swimming cap on. Maybe had goggles on, can't really remember.
Jesus.
And then I had to walk out onto a... There was this island made up in the middle, and the sand was blue. It was real sand and a palm tree. And we had to go stand on that with us. No, we didn't have the surfboard at this time. And then these people... We had to stand there for, 5 minutes, deadly still, you can't move. And then these people came out wearing, like bird heads and wings in suits and just pretending to fly between them.
So then, flapping, they were flapping their arms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we had to like walk around it, and then a guy came out with like a shark's head on and was like
on the sand.
Using it, no, we were walking around the sand.
Oh, right.
Point.
So he was in the water, in what was representing the water.
Yeah, 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 right. Yeah. And then he was like swimming, and then we'd have to go back, stand on the island, take off a layer of our clothing, walk back to the stage, and then eventually we came out with these full length surfboards. And
what were you advertising?
Tom Brown. He's a designer.
Well, like what particular item of clothing?
Tom. I think
the shark's head.
So basically, not sure what he
all
made.
That for the shark's head.
Someone said before. If I know Tom Brown quite well, he's a good friend, but I wouldn't want to go and ask him. You know what I mean? Like, what do you actually design for?
Well, is it swimming costumes is
but
what I'm thinking.
I think what he does is, it's like movie and it's costume, that kind of stuff. Right. Hence the gimp mask. But he's also the designer for Moncler.
Okay.
So
okay. that whole blackface farce was his idea.
Right, the white...
The it looked like they had a gollywog as their as one of their did you not see that whole saga? It was towards the end of last year. Quite a few people called them out on that.
But then that's probably it might have been at the same time for Tom Brown. Everyone was completely white, you know what I mean? And it was
white people must have been outraged.
No one, yeah, obviously. But you know what I mean? I think like you might have tried to be like, no, I do white too. Look, you know what I mean?
Balance, isn't it?
No, did you see my last show? With shark's heads and the white people.
Because Tom Brown talks like that.
And white people are the people who get eaten by sharks.
Yeah.
You don't see black man getting eaten by a shark.
You've
white
never heard of a black man eaten by a shark, ever. That's actually a fact, I think.
I don't go into the sea because I don't want to annoy a shark.
Neither the black people. That's the
I
thing.
Feel like it's their house, and you deserve to be eaten if you go into the
sea.
When,
do you know what pisses me off is when people call animals dangerous. The animals aren't dangerous. You just shouldn't be there.
The
animal's not going to mug you.
Do you know if I broke into someone's house and they shot me and then the police go, well, it's legal. Do you know what I mean? You broke into their house. Mm. That guy's not dangerous. He's allowed to carry on going about
his defensive.
Life.
That's what the fuck
he's
he is.
He's defending his property. Yeah. You go into deep waters and everyone's like, oh, I better shoot that shark.
Dangerous. You ain't got no business being that far out in the water.
Never.
No business.
No. That's why sharks attack.
Fuck that.
Their house is being invaded.
It made me shit myself.
Segue! speaking of shitting yourself, this is really vague, this one. So, according to witnesses on a bus... A woman said that she had to use the toilet.
Sure. Right? Happens, right?
I don't know if people usually sort of express these things out loud.
Yeah.
You know, you might hear it in a conversation if you're either eavesdropping or you just accidentally overhear. Mm. Oh, I need to use the toilet. Mm. Normal. After a few minutes, the woman says she could no longer hold it in. Again, she could have been talking to her pal. Might not necessarily have just shouted it out on the bus.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. She then pulled down her pants and squatted. Mm. Okay, so we now know she probably was just shouting it out on the bus. She probably wasn't talking to anyone particularly. Commuters quickly pulled out their cell phones to record the woman. Oh, I despair. I would have run to the other end of the fucking bus.
I would have pressed the bell and pulled the emergency.
I would have jumped off while it was still moving. Are you mad about pressing the bell? I'm not trying to wait for the driver to stop.
They've got an emergency top roof thing, haven't they?
I'm looking for an ejector seat.
I'm getting those break glass hammers out. You know what I mean? I'm gone.
It's about to be speed in there, bro. I'm Keanu Reeves. Like, you know, I'm not trying to... No. So she then took out toilet paper from her purse and wiped her bottom clean. She's got manners. She's got scruples.
Hygienic.
Can we just say she did defecate. She did not just do a number little one on the floor.
No, she did a shit. She did a shit. The woman did not seem bothered by all the cell phones pointing in her direction and recording her. The video of the incident was uploaded to YouTube and live leak, where if you want, you can view it at your own risk or for your viewing pleasure.
Don't.
I don't want to see it. I've seen.
I think
I've
it was in China, wasn't it? I think I have seen it. To be fair.
Oh, is it?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, I feel like she needs some advice. One piece of
she
advice.
Needs some help.
Some help and advice. Do what I do, which is when I leave a place, I always make sure I go to the toilet. The last thing I do. So in this case, these things happen. I mean, I definitely wouldn't do that on a bus. So
have you ever needed to go so badly that you thought that as soon as you stood up, you were going to shit yourself?
No, I have.
Yeah.
The one time in my life, though, thankfully. The bus stop was like 500 yards
from my home.
Did you do that walk? Like slow walk.
The penguin.
I did, basically. I was. Do you remember how Michael Johnson used to run?
No.
Yeah.
Straight back. Pinging, like arms at just perfect angles, just looking forward.
Legs like just, Mr. Ben, just spinning round.
Yeah, it was like cartoon legs, like Sonic the Hedgehog legs. Just some typhoon legs, just breezing to my yard in the straightest line ever. Didn't, like, you know when you sort of tilt into corners?
And I imagine, like, no one's in your way. You're like, move out the way for your own safety.
Nah, people saw the look in my eyes. People saw the look in my eyes and knew.
Did you make it?
I made it.
Okay, good.
Literally, I might have, like, a little bit projectile pooed. Because it was literally, turtle head was there. Oh, man. When I tell you, I just made it.
Yeah.
Just made it.
Did you have a little cry? Because we know sometimes when you go for a poo, you have a little cry.
I told you this, yeah.
Yeah, it was at the time. Yeah.
And still, no one's going to admit that.
I've never been that close to it.
We've got new people in the production office, actually, that we never had last time, right? Just raise your hand, yeah, if you've ever done a poo that felt so good you shed a little tear, just one little tear.
Oh, Hannah
got,
has.
We've
Hannah
got
has.
Two hands.
Yeah. Oh, only Jacob what? Would do. I no. Jacob would do.
We've got no, two hands. You that's 50% of the people in there.
Wait, are we being honestly, actually a tear?
Like, just
one?
Oh, you welled up.
No,
because it was such a lovely poo.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
No. It was emotional.
I go for about three a day. Imagine that. I'd just be sobbing all the time.
You're desensitised then, man. You poo too much,
family. You need to cut back to just the one a day.
Save less it for fiber. That one. Yeah. Save it for that one event.
But it's not possible. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have to go. If I eat breakfast, I have to go by lunch. If I eat lunch, I have to go by tea.
What the hell do you eat?
I don't know.
Prunes all day.
No, I'll have like omelette for breakfast or a bowl of cereal.
Brown flakes,
just
obviously.
Bare variations of prunes.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll have
prunes and a laxative.
Prune lasagna.
Pano chocolat and a banana. Another good breakfast choice.
Do you have a little shot of laxative?
Prune juice.
And then
prunes.
Shot of prune juice at the bar.
I eat a lot of mints and there it causes a laxative effect. But
I do.
Oh, God.
But I'd only say I eat like half a pack of Fisherman's Friend a day.
What are you, like, I gave you a smint earlier. Does that mean you're going to have to run off during the show?
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, it says on the back of, like...
Do you think you might be addicted?
To what, Fisherman's Friend?
Yeah, because I genuinely... I swear down, I thought that they'd been discontinued until Reese pulled out a bag the other day.
Yeah.
Right? I never, ever see Fisherman's Friends in the shops.
I've just bought the dead stock. That's all I did.
You might, you might have a problem. So you might own all the Fisherman's
it's like
Friends.
I always need to have a mint, so I don't have dog breath, like... I have little packs of tissues all the time, or wet wipes mainly. Mm-hmm. I always have a lip balm.
Hand sanitizer?
I don't have any hand sanitizer because I've run out. So
I've
not
got some
any.
If you want some.
I need to go to B&M Bargains and Home Bargains, sorry, and get some. I always have like a little freshening kit, so to speak. I need a purse, basically, is what I need. Like a little handbag.
Yeah. A bum bag like you've got.
I swear by it. I'm not wearing it. I don't even know why I look back there because I'm not even wearing it.
But I looked in a woman's handbag the other day.
I don't like looking in women's handbags.
Well, no, with permission. And I opened it and I was like, fuck. Like, literally, why is all of this in here? How is all... And I don't want to get a man bag and then become that.
What was in
there? No, because women's handbags have got compartments and that. You know,
but what this was like? Just like shrapnel. Do you know bits?
Like what?
Just shit that you just would never expect. I've seen some stuff in
like fallen to the bag. Like I was finding like an earbud thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
at the
for
bottom
makeup.
Of the bottom of the bag. So it's like fallen out. Just
no,
left
that's
it in there a while.
That's very good for makeup. Can I say not just for ears? If you want to do eyeliner,
loose change,
shoes.
Sure. Yeah, flats. Shoes are fine.
And I hate that they just chuck a bit of loose change in your bag if you're in a rush. I hate that. Like, I have designated pockets for stuff.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I've lost something, I go, oh, it's not in my pocket. I've lost it. I don't have to be searching around everywhere. And I look like I lost my cigarette, my vape thing the other day. It was just one pot, and I didn't have to check my other pockets. But then when I did, it wasn't there because I knew. Oh. You know what I mean?
I saw my friend had, like, a baby's bottle in a handbag one time. She doesn't even have kids.
Yeah, see? Okay, I've seen shit like that. Someone's like, I got a baby shoe. Like, why?
Baby shoe? Just the one?
Why, yeah.
Just the one.
That's disturbing.
Yeah.
You don't even have no baby. You're like a 15-year-old kid.
One shoe.
Well, I always feel, you know when you walk down the road sometimes and you just see one shoe? I feel really sad because I'm like, what's happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Someone's left one shoe.
I like it when I see a pair and I always imagine like in a car when you get blown out. I always think, fuck, I missed the smoke.
Well, do you know when you just see like a random item of clothing? Like, who's just left the T-shirt there?
Yeah.
or shoes on a wall.
Oh, it's yeah.
When they're on the floor, I can kind of like, you kicked them off, maybe you put on a new pair. But when they're on like something like a wall,
no,
a high wall or something,
that
I should be able to see the top of.
I do that if I see like a glove, a shoe, a scarf, or anything. I'll always pick it up and put it on a wall.
Right. Oh, oh right, okay, okay, yeah. So someone's found it and put it there, not the owner.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay, that's good. Wow.
Well, if this woman kind of comes knocking at our door for, I don't know
how to help her.
I think we might be in over our heads with that one. That doesn't sound like they don't sound like the actions of a sane woman.
I don't know. Like sometimes you need to go. She's desperate to go. I guess most people would just go in their trousers, wouldn't they?
I reckon she should stop getting the bus and maybe just get a Boris. Whatever China's version of the Boris bike scheme is.
Yeah.
The Khan bike. Have they started calling them Sadiq bikes yet?
Not really.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
Boris, no.
Sadiq. What could you have?
Fucking hell, what are they called
Sadiq
now?
Sadiq cycles. Maybe.
Ooh.
That's quite good, actually. Yeah.
Ooh.
Let's call it that.
Get this guy over to City Hall.
Hey,
we could cash in. We were here when it happened, bro. Break us up a little time.
We've
you
got
know
this recorded as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we have. We'll play it to them and say this as well.
But no, but seriously, what are they called now?
Boris.
What are the mayor's bikes called?
They're called Barclays bikes or something.
No, Barclays aren't the sponsors anymore.
Who's the sponsor now?
Santander.
It was Santander.
Santander cycles.
Santander.
Is that what they're called?
Santander cycles.
Is that what they're called?
A mouthful, isn't it?
Ah, shit.
Oh, they're not.
No, because they're not even Santander anymore, are they?
As Jacob's telling me they are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He thinks so. I just seen him.
Last time I stole one, it was Santander.
Well, I think you borrowed one. By the time you borrowed one,
what, Jacob?
They are Santander.
No, Jacob's definitely stole it.
Jacob's probably got a rack of them at home.
Jacob's so strong, Jacob just pulls them out of the thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just pulls them out and just rides on them and then just puts them back into one.
Is that, you ever seen that video of the guy who's Santander Cycle is London's self-service bike sharing scheme supported by Short Sharing?
He's got a shit name now.
Not catchy.
Mm-mm. We need Sadiq Cycle.
Jacob's Bikes. That's what he calls them. They're my bikes now.
Hey, Sadiq, nice bikes. Be a shame if something would have happened to those bikes.
Know what I mean, Sadiq?
I'm going to be calling them Jacob's bikes now. Those are my bikes now.
Which ones? All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Which ones aren't?
We won't, I don't think.
Okay, it's no help.
I think we're in over our heads with that one.
Yeah.
Let's get into a song. We've got some guests coming up. We've got some games coming up. But right now we've got some music coming up. It's FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
S. Atty.
Back in the shows, bro. It's mad. Trust me. It's gonna happen.
Poggy. It's just time.
Yo, my brother, don't get complacent.
You keep telling me don't get complacent. I ain't gonna get complacent. You told me make sure I channel my energy. Cause the angle that I'm coming from is way bigger than adjacent. There's no actual solution to change the game, but you can do it. You told me that, remember? You told me that. You said it.
All I wanna know is, all I wanna know is if you baby.
My brother in a, my brother, don't ever feel like I'm too far away to talk to, cause I always will be here and I always will be there, but for now, just make sure you do your thing. Call me back. Make sure you call me back, my man. What? My brother in a trap.
In a trap.
Me, I'm trying to tell him it's a trap.
It's a trap.
He said, look, bro, I'm in a trap. He's just trying to get it where it's at and I don't blame him.
I don't blame that brother, I don't blame him,
boy. He's just trying to get it where it's at, I'm on the same thing.
Same thing, my brother.
If you pay me, my brother in a trap though. I'm just hoping he gets back home, cause what he's really doing, it takes backbone. In a old Astra, and the thing is that he does it on his Jack Jones. I just can't get through to him. Every time I call, I just can't get through to him. Oh man, that's my big bro. I'm in a prison, my big bro. Let me break it down like this, yo.
Don't get me wrong, I'm in the trap. But my brother in the trap and in the jungle. And he can't be here cause he's getting it in bundles. Breaking down big bits, what happens when it crumbles? Sound like a pessimist. I'm trying to get up in his head, he ain't getting it. You can have balls, but what happens when it fumbles? Didn't want to drop it like that, but who you gonna call then? You ain't got uncles. And I know I should call more, but here I am trying to stop what's uncalled for. Listen, I got big dreams, big dreams. Big dreams, I can get you out that four door. In a trap. Me, I'm trying to tell him it's a trap. He said, look, boy, I'm in a trap. He just trying to get away inside. I don't blame him.
I don't blame that boy.
He just trying to get away inside. I'm on the same thing.
My brother.
Yo, I'm on the same thing, my brother. The same thing, my brother. Since 18, my brother. I'm chasing my brother. You hear me, my brother? This guy's phone, man.
It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
On FUBAR Radio.
Disappeared off the screen as I pointed to it.
That's Tripola. I can't even pronounce it. Such a mouthful. SNE and Tripola Fratelli.
Yes, well done.
Whew!
1 point. You win the game.
Thank you very much.
This is like how I got cheated out
last week as well.
Yeah, it's true.
No, SNE's he's one of my neighbours. He's Hackney's golden child. That is his moniker. That's his title.
He might be coming through here soon.
Oh, good. We're going to have some other Hackney residents coming through next week as well.
Yes,
we've got Bambos and Aura coming through.
Hackney in the house.
Yeah, I understand. H-Town is in the motherfucking house.
I'd like to, and I will tell him next week, that he is the fastest person that's ever replied to an email that I've sent. I'm very impressed.
Yeah,
in 2 minutes.
Trust me.
Who's that, Bambos?
Yeah.
Helpful guy. He came through and recorded a sketch with me and Justin. And yeah, he's a good guy, man. Gave us a lift home.
Oh, wow. Yep. Lovely.
Absolutely.
Good guy.
He's in next week.
But we're celebrating something today. Like we said before, it's International Women's Day. And we have a very special friend of mine who happens to be a woman.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm a woman.
Last time you checked?
Well, I mean, I check quite regularly.
Yeah.
This morning.
I should hope so.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Me too. And I check that I'm a man, not that you're a woman.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I mean, how often are you guys looking at my genitals to make sure?
I was about to say, sometimes I check 3 times a day, but yeah, just to clarify, I am on
it's
about
myself
mate.
I'm checking. You are going to celebrate International Women's Day in quite special fashion. You're going to see a gig tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to see Kalani tonight, mm-hmm. and I feel like she's a pretty badass woman to celebrate. I'm not even celebrating, it's just a coincidence, I can't lie. I don't know if International Women's Day, I've seen a lot of Instagram posts today that mean nothing, essentially, other than a nice funny screenshot of Marge Simpson holding a bra or something.
Yeah. Do you know the photo I posted to celebrate
was
International
Women's
Day?
Was it the Statue
Women's
of Liberty?
Day? It wasn't.
Oh, did you not do that this morning?
Arsenal ladies team.
Oh.
I'm putting all my faith in them now.
Okay.
I posted the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Yep.
The icons of girl power. Yeah, literally the icons of feminism.
They loved a bit of Thatcher, didn't they, as well? They did at the time. Yeah. So very girl power.
Yeah.
I went off on that point.
Yeah,
they said she was one of the originators of girl power. But then I feel like they didn't really know fully her
policies. Yeah, I was going to say, is Theresa May. That was a slip of the tongue. It wasn't a slip of the tongue.
Sometimes power isn't necessarily a good thing, though, but it's still, do you know what I mean? She was still a powerful person in her own.
Yeah, she did have power. She wasn't a girl, though.
Was she even human?
Evil.
Innit?
This is the thing.
Oh, sorry, Jacob. It's one of your probably a big. I bet he loved Thatcher, didn't he?
Yeah, he's still got like. He's still got her in the hero section of his MySpace page.
Yeah.
As a guy from a mining town, I'm not allowed to like her.
No,
you know what I mean?
No. It's Jacob's screensaver actually on his phone. Thatcher.
It changes. Do you know every 5 minutes it's like Donald Trump. Thatcher.
Yeah, yeah.
What's her name? Katie Hopkins.
All the best.
Yeah.
Is there any other way you're not celebrating, acknowledging?
Know. I mean, should we not acknowledge women every day? I know.
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
I know, that is what you're saying. And it also sounds so ridiculous to say because you should celebrate women. But I don't know. I mean.
Well, I like the fact that you're going to see a gig played by a woman from overseas.
Why is that significant?
Because
it's international.
Exactly. You know, you're celebrating a woman that lives so far away from you, but you just appreciate her from another part of the world.
That's true.
I
don't know. I've got nothing morally against this day, but I just feel like it's kind of turned into a bit of a Valentine's Day thing. It's been capitalized. I got a notification on my phone earlier on from Tinder just saying we love bold
lesbians
women.
In your area. International saying, like, Women's Day deals.
We love bold women, and then like some fist emojis, and I was like, why do I need that from Tinder? Tinder is where I go when I feel like I'm awful and I need some male validation.
Yeah, yeah.
but not from actual Tinder. Not from some guy coding in an office going, Trudy, I love you.
That lonely that Tinder are actually messaging him themselves
personally.
Yeah,
that's not going so well right now.
That's the only Tinder message I've gotten in the last month, and it was from Tinder.
Chin up. That's what I mean.
Trudy, we haven't seen you for a while.
Keep going, Trudes. Don't, like, power through. Hang on in there. There is a man out there for you.
Amazing.
Keep going.
thank you so much for passing through and giving us your opinions on International
Women's
Day.
I feel like it may have been slightly more controversial than you.
No, this is FUBAR. Do you know what the fuck it stands for?
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
There you go.
I've done my research.
I've seen Private Ryan.
Well, let's play some international females then.
Let's do that.
And then we'll get on to the first game.
Absolutely.
Of the day.
Thanks again, Trudy.
It's
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, FUBAR Radio. Free Your Mind by En Vogue here on Fubar Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We've already got through one problem today. We're not really going to be taking the case, a woman shitting on the floor of a bus. We've discussed International Women's Day with my friend Trudy. We have we've played some music.
We have.
We've asked you to get your queries in because we are imparting wisdom as part of Wisdom Wednesday, our new theme. And we'd like you to get your queries in. You can email us, inc@fubarradio.com, or you can tweet to us.
At Fubar Radio.
Exactly.
Should we have a little game whilst people are getting in touch?
Absolutely.
The first game of the day. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to the jingle Jacob's made.
Wake up ready for your big day.
Female. Hero. From cartoons on Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Okay. So it's female heroes from cartoons.
All right.
There are seven clips I am going to play you. You need to write an answer down.
Do we have to guess by the voice which female cartoon character
it's
it is?
It's going to be very made clear when I play the clip.
You know you would have saved ink if you'd just written heroines rather than female heroes.
Yeah, that's true.
But Jacob did it.
Oh, yeah, he did actually, yeah.
Fucking patriarchy!
And the only heroine he knows isn't.
Yeah, it's true.
I would have expected a whole different set of clips if it was just heroine, to be honest.
Golden brown, silk.
The theme from Trainspotting. I've just been like, oh, okay, that's not what I was thinking on Women's Day, but okay. Anyway, here we go with clip number one.
When do you think I'll get my new powers?
Yeah. Oh, we got something?
Can we play that again?
Sure.
When do you think I'll get my new powers?
Michael's got something.
Well, and I have to guess
you
what...
You have to guess what the cartoon is,
from
what the character
cartoon
is.
You're going to say cartoon films, isn't it?
Some are
not
films.
It's cartoons.
Some are films, but some are not films. Right. But the main thing is they're all cartoons.
I didn't watch enough TV. I'm going to fuck up here.
Okay, well, if you just write something down. Just put like...
Can we not play, like, guess the footballers?
Nope. Nope, not today. Okay,
because we know so much more about women footballers than we do about women cartoon characters.
I bet I do.
Well, just put women footballers. You'll be marked all wrong because they are cartoons that are on the page here. But just put something down. Here's number two.
I'll swim up to his castle. Then Flounder will splash around to get his attention and then...
Oh, Michael Payne knows his cartoons.
I got that one.
You got that. Okay. Here is number three.
Reflect before you snack.
Can you play that again, please?
Mm-hmm. Reflect before you snack.
I have no idea.
That's one of them old school 60s.
You reflect before you snack.
That's
what it sounded like.
Have a think about it before you snack.
Could you play that again?
Reflect before you snack.
Yeah, reflect before you snack.
But it might have been, it depended what kind of, if it's like that poisonous apple kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You wouldn't snack on that though, would you? If someone said, do you want a poisonous apple?
No, you wouldn't. You'd have to not know that it was poisonous. Just,
yeah.
Yeah, what you have to do, as we've learned from the Bible, is say, don't eat that, hey? And then someone will eat it.
Greedy thing. We got something down for that?
Nope.
Would you like it again? Or?
Nope.
Okay, well, pop something on your sheet. Here is number four.
Like a lobster. Hello? Like a lobster. Hello?
I don't know, but I'm going to have a guess.
Just have a guess, isn't it? You know some cartoons. I mean, to be honest, I've not heard of half of these either, but I'm not playing the game, thank God. this one. I know you're going to know. Both of you are going to know this one.
I can see this is going to be very intense.
Huh? Okay. Come on now, you know this one.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
You got this one recently. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Here's number six.
What's with all the noise?
That was so passive aggressive.
What's with all the noise?
That's the most passive aggressive thing I've heard all year.
Pop something down. Loads of female cartoon characters.
What's with all the noise?
I don't think it's her, but I'm going to go for a guess. It sounds like a big sister of some sort.
You could have anything, aren't you? You could have Cinderella, for instance. She's not even on here, but she could have been.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Let's just get philosophical while we're here.
Yeah. Why wasn't she on here? I don't know. Patriarchy again.
Yeah, why wasn't she represented?
Why's Cinderella not here? Have you got something?
Yeah.
Okay. No,
but...
Here's number seven.
What would I do behind the wheel? Is that legal?
Sorry.
Number seven?
Is that a lady?
He snuck a guy in.
Oh, okay.
Number seven. I'm on number five.
What would I do behind the wheel? Is that legal?
Okay, well, I have to say she's got a lovely voice. I didn't want to say, like, is that a lady? Yes, she's got a lovely voice.
So, I didn't...
Play that one more time.
What would I do behind the wheel? Is that legal?
The more I listen to it, the more it sounds like a woman.
What would I do behind the wheel? Is that legal?
What is she doing?
No, it sounds like a man.
Are you sure, Jake? Like, yeah. You sure, Jacob? Yep, he's 100% sure. But what is she doing behind the wheel that may not be legal?
It's obviously an adult cartoon.
Yes, it definitely is, yeah. Definitely an adult cartoon, obviously American.
But who's got a voice that deep in an adult cartoon?
No, I don't watch fucking... I watch, like, one cartoon.
Oh, no. But I don't know any... I don't... Nah. Could you play number three again, please?
Reflect before you snack.
That definitely does sound like one of them classic Disney ones, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a classic.
And is it one of the ones that's adapted from a fairy tale?
And in the background, they've always got like an orchestra playing. Yeah.
I don't think it's adapted from a fairy tale. Is it number three?
No,
okay, I don't believe it is. I've never heard of this fairy tale.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm only on number five. You should tell me we're on question number seven, so I've missed most
of
it.
Okay, I'll play you number six then, yeah?
What's with all the noise?
Oh, fuck! I know who that is. Was that number six?
Yeah, that's six.
Yo, I don't
fucking hell!
That was number five.
Number five.
I can't remember her name, but I
swear
it's
her. I
can
see this is going to be
very intense. Oh, so then what was number four?
Number four.
Like a lobster.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know number six.
Do you know
six.
The others? Number seven?
Number seven.
What would I do behind the wheel? Is that legal?
I don't know that. I don't even know that. Number. I'm just,
that one's winding me up.
I know one of them.
What's behind the wheel? Is that illegal?
Shall we go through them? Okay.
Yeah.
You heard them all.
Yeah.
So number one was the Powerpuff Girls.
Wrong. Yes, I got that.
Of course it was.
Blah! I got that.
Yes.
God bless cartoon blood clot network.
I forgot about that fucking show.
Well, I told you just to get in there and think. And write
JoJo was a bad man.
Are you nuts?
Number two.
Obviously Ariel. Aren't you meant to ask us what we got?
Oh yeah, true point. Yeah,
number two,
point.
I got Ariel.
Natalie's just sucking the fun out of this game,
that's
you
true,
know.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, okay. Yes, what have you got, please?
I got Ariel from the Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It's one each. Number three. What have you got?
All right, could you play one more time, please? Just one more time,
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Reflect before you snack.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna hazard.
I know.
Go on.
Say.
Is it the fairy from Pinocchio?
What are you saying?
I'm going to hazard a guess at...
TikTok.
So I was obviously wrong then.
Because
if she tells you that you're right...
And then he'll go, yeah, it's definitely that. That's what I had too.
That's not what I wrote down.
Well, what did you write down?
I wrote down Snow White.
Okay. Which one are you saying?
I'm saying Pinocchio.
I'd say it has to be on the paper, but which one are you saying?
You got to cross it out and write it.
Yeah.
But
I can't spell Pinocchio, bro.
Pinocchio's a man.
I'm saying the
lady from Pinocchio.
Because she's a fairy godmother person who changes him into a... Do you know what I mean?
What are you saying there, Michael?
I'm going to play it safe and go for the same woman.
You're both wrong. It's Mulan.
Fuck.
It's Mulan.
Oh. I ain't seen Mulan.
No, neither have I. What was number four, please?
All right. This is a guess, and it pissed me off because I can't remember which one's which, yeah? But is it the girl from Lilo and Stitch?
What are you saying, Reese?
Is it...
What number is this? Four?
Four, yes.
Yeah, no, I didn't get
nothing. It is, you're correct. It is Lilo from Lilo and Stitch. That's
fucking
correct.
Hell, I've only seen that film once as well.
I've never
very
seen
good,
it. Very
and
good.
Wait,
so is her name Lilo, not Stitch?
It is Lilo.
All right, cool.
Number five.
Makes sense,
obviously.
Actually. She wouldn't be called Stitch.
She could be.
Yeah,
ladies
true.
Have Stitch. I've had Stitches.
Yeah, true.
What is number five, please?
Lois.
Yeah, Lois Griffin.
From
Family Guy.
Correct. Points all round. Reese's second point of the game. What's number six, please?
All right.
Can you play it again?
I think I know this one.
What's with all the noise?
Yeah. It's got that unmistakable sprinkling of Cartoon Network on it.
Tell me what it is.
It's got to be Dexter from Dexter's... His sister from Dexter's Lab.
Dee Dee.
Yeah, you're both right. It is Dee
Dee. Yes!
I didn't write that down, though. I only got it because Justin said Dexter's Lab.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. I'll take the point.
I'll give you a point. He's winning and he's going to win. And what's number seven, please?
Could you play it one more time, please?
Yes.
What would I do behind the wheel? Is that legal?
Is it from Archer?
No. I mean, I shouldn't have said that. Get that off the screen! What are you doing?
Wait, let me have a guess. Is it the woman from Bob's Burgers?
Jacob's gone nuts.
I was going to say something about Bob's Burgers.
Is it the girl from Bob's Burgers?
Well, clearly, because it's just been on the screen.
I didn't see the screen. I swear on my life that I didn't see the screen.
Yes, it is from Bob. What do you know what her name is?
No, I'm not going to.
Well, I mean, it's Bob. I'm going to... Okay.
got. I know I said I don't know.
I'm going to give you, because it's Tina from Bob's Burgers, but I'm going to give you both a point. Amazing. Then. 1, 2, 3,
thanks,
four,
Jacob.
Five, six. 1, 2, 3, 4. He did see Jacob because he helped to pay for this.
Oh, did you see
I
it?
I cheated on the
he
last
He did this to me on Women's Day as well. This is how you show me.
Do you know what? I used process of elimination and thought of Bob's Burgers because I thought I kind of know the lead females from all of the other adult cartoons, but I don't watch Bob's Burgers
it's,
that
it's
much.
Good.
See,
okay.
I don't watch none of these.
Okay, well, you did respectably. Mm. Well, three and a cheat, so that's four, isn't it?
I've
got
six.
Two and a cheat. Two cheats. Yeah.
Okay, well done, Michael Payne.
Thanks very much. I win again.
So,
I mean, I've won the last few, but whatever.
Yeah. I'm just really impressed that I got both one of the Powerpuff Girls and Lilo from Lilo and Stitch.
I wrote the oblongs for the first answer.
What the hell's that?
Oh, my God. We had this on Friday as well. It's... a show. Will Ferrell used to do a cartoon. Can you not remember? And they all lived in the.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Will Ferrell. Sorry.
Ferrell. Whatever his name is.
Ferrell,
that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did a cartoon called The Oblongs, and they lived in like the nuclear waste bit of the city, and then there was like the high up city, and he was just a body, no arms and legs, and his daughter had like a dick on her, a grown up head.
Sounds fun.
What were they, like mutants or something?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Did you say it was a cartoon?
Yeah, it's called The Oblongs.
I might have to check that out.
I'd like to as well. Should we get our song on and then get our first guest on the phone?
Oh, yes, let's.
Let's do it.
Trying to get a couple minutes of your time. 24 carats is the way you shine. Give me your hours, let me get your mind. Dinner time on the grind. Trying to get a couple minutes of your time. 24 carats is the way you shine. Give me your hours, let me get your mind.
And you know. Solid right now, my whole team to a man moves mega. Whole squad looking so solid right now. Tryna high fly, but the team stay grounded. Shit don't change, and the world stays round. Left home way too young, with nothing but a bag and a bus, like I was Blade Brown. Ain't no telling where you're not supposed to go, but we go through what we supposed to go through. Listening to Freeway, getting it early. Boys getting Lizzie when he moved with Shirley, huh? So you know I've been ready, hand it nailed down for the jump like a Manny Petty. Weight of the world already on my shoulders, so it's like work when the shit gets heavy. It's a B at the bang ting when I'm on the starting line. You ain't fucking with it, that's cool, that's fine. Every time the limelight shine, sure do love like I was mankind. And everybody trying to get seen on the scene. Reach the other side, but the grass is green. We pull back the screen and we wipe off the sheen. You be skeptical, like what you mean, what you mean. 7 year old boys, so you know that the flow laid back. Every juju, I already paid that. Money, that's something you can always make back. Words ain't something you easily take back. Yeah, how you know my G? Same old shit, you already know me. It's all the French chicks who do when they come, so I make a young motherfucker come see. Too sweet, I you know.
Getting by, trying to get a couple minutes of your time. 24 carats is the way you shine. Give me your hours, let me get your mind. Dinner time on the grind. Trying to get a couple minutes of your time. 24 carats is the way you shine. Give me your hours, let me get your mind.
And you know. 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 And you know.
It's Fubá Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. That's Adi and Coca with 24 Karat featuring Tamarabi. I do hope I pronounced that right. They're getting harder to pronounce these days, you know.
You're like that substitute teacher, do you know what I mean? That just gets everyone's name wrong. That's you now, bro.
Hey, excuse me, it's Shithead here, it's Shafiq! That might be my favourite internet video of all time.
A-Ron. You done messed up, A-Ron.
I love that type of shit. Hugh Joseph, my co-host on the Subculture on Subculture Club, obviously Hugh, you'll know well, Reese. Yep.
I do as well. I've met him.
Yeah,
have you?
Yeah, just a couple of
times. Numerous occasions.
About you.
Oh right, well I don't know who he is then.
He's a master of mispronunciation.
Mm. Yeah,
he's got it down to a science.
No, he did it on. He was like, oh my hero Louis Theroux. And he kept saying,
mate, be glad he didn't say Louis Theroux.
I mean, you can't say that's my hero and get their name wrong. It doesn't work, does it?
He's a legend. It happens to me all the time, though. People pronounce my name Micklepain.
Yeah.
And they say, I'm a big fan. I'm like, well, you should have heard that fucking song where I say my name then.
But you have led yourself. It's got kill at the end, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
It could have been my kill.
This is why I always say to people, if it had a C before the K, then I could understand why so many people get it wrong. But because it's like you don't say Nikki, you say Nike, right? You don't say Bicky, you say bike.
But couldn't it be my kill rather than Mikkel? I would have thought it'd be my kill.
It is my kill.
I say Michael. Oh my god.
Okay. No, you like I accept Michael, but okay. Mikkel is just wholly wrong. Wholly incorrect.
Okay, alright, well on that bombshell
let's speak to someone who does know how to pronounce my name. Jammer, we've got Jammer on the line.
Hey, Mike, we all right?
Yeah, very well, thank
Except
you.
Except Michael.
There you go. Thank exactly. You. Perfect.
Cool. We're all right.
Perfect.
Okay.
Because he's actually my friend.
Yeah?
I was listening. Making sure that
was different. Strawberries and Cream this year. And you're part of the lineup, man. It's for me, you can't say it's a long time coming because it's a very new festival. But at the same time, it's no surprise. You should very much be on that lineup.
No, mate, I'm CEO. We just dropped the lineup just now, so I think maybe some miscommunication there, but yeah, I run the thing basically with a group of five other mates.
Yeah.
Literally, the lineup just went live.
Yes.
Minutes ago.
AJ Tracy.
Yep.
J-Hus, P-Money. Yeah.
Logan Starmer.
Uh huh.
So solid.
Artful Dodger.
So solid.
You're bringing some legends back.
Yeah, man, it's all a bit. We're trying to capture some legends from different eras. With the new school, obviously AJ Tracy, and then like grime legends like P Money, and then obviously the garage old school stuff. And we're just trying to make it a big party for
absolutely for
General Levy on the bill as well.
Oh, mate, I am the up incredible general. Sensation. Have we got that?
I'm going to play.
Yeah, we're
going
to bang that next. We're actually going to play that next. I love that song. You've added a lot of diversity though, because you've also got Gentleman's Dub Club on the bill as well.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and as well as Dimitri from Paris.
Yeah, so we were labelled as a bit of a grime festival last year, which was never our intention.
I think that was inaccurate. You know, I had the pleasure of coming last year. Shout out to you lot for all the hospitality, and to Alizé for getting me fucking waved.
Oh really?
Right, yeah. Literally made a fool of myself throughout like the whole of Nelly's set, basically. But that's what I was gonna say. That leads me to that perfectly. Nelly was on the bill last year, so for you to get labelled a predominantly grime festival, I think is wholly inaccurate.
Yeah, I think it's to do with maybe our history. Like in our first main year, we had Skepta headline just before we blew up, and then we followed that on with Kano, who was having a massive summer. And I think for the fact that we had these two massive names in grime, accompanied by other people on the lineup, we kind of got put into that genre. But obviously, we love grime. And we thought grime was doing bits at the time, so we kind of rode that wave. But we also want to show that we are a diverse bunch of people. And producing a festival for a diverse group of people as well that have different tastes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of catering to that this year.
Yeah. So do you put a lot of faith in like a booking team? Are you very hands-on with the kind of booking process yourself?
Yeah, we all do it on a mad Facebook group between us, and kind of debate different artists and what acts will work and what don't. So I think we're a very small group of people that put this on.
Yeah.
And it's all very in-house, so we don't externalise the booking process at all.
Illuminati. Yeah. Just running shit in a tiny little Facebook group. Well, it sounds a little bit sinister, and I'm only joking. But no, I'm very much looking forward to enjoying the festival this year, as I did last year. It's on the 17th of June, if I'm not wrong, at Haggis Farm in Cambridgeshire. Tickets are available from strawberriesandcream.com. Cream is spelt with an E, not the Wu-Tang way. Yeah, right, that's why you always have to tell the kids these days. Do you know what I mean? we're also giving away like a pair of tickets to the festival. Thanks for that.
Yeah. A pleasure. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, no worries. We will be playing General Levy, inspired by this very conversation. And I just want to ask one quick thing: is there going to be sort of haggis on the menu at the festival?
Haggis on the menu.
Yeah, I don't know. It's called Haggis Farm, so I'm assuming that it has something to do with haggis.
Do you know what? I wish there was haggis on the menu.
Seriously, you missed a massive trick there.
We actually did. I never considered it. It's just the name of the polo field we're using.
We might
try and add that to the menu.
Yeah, yeah. I think it should be done. Some jerk haggis or something. I don't know. Nothing says diversity like jerk haggis.
I love that. You get me?
But thanks so much for talking to us. In addition to that, I'd just like you to confirm, just let the people know that you've got three massive headliners that have been added to the bill but are yet to be announced. I want it to come from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, big. We're going big. Mm. And that's yet to come.
So bigger than Nelly.
Bigger than Nelly.
That's big.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
But along those lines. Along
right.
Those lines,
okay. Yeah, I'm excited. If last year's anything to go by, it's gonna be a proper turn up, and I'm really looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, can't wait, man. Cheers. I'm looking forward to
seeing that. No worries. I'll speak to you soon. Yeah.
Take care, guys.
Peace, mate. Wicked. Jungle is massive. Wicked. Jungle is massive. Wicked. Jungle is massive.
Can that song stop?
Big up! Okay. The original jungle is massive. The original dancehall jungle is there. General Levy alongside the MB. The world is in trouble. A woman tell a murderer. It goes, I am the incredible general. Sensation, now what they call me. Incredible general. Select, select. Yo! Mad the world of them, I spin them like a windmill. You talk for them, don't tell them how we got.
Let's win the bandit bill. I think
Yes, man.
Since then, it's, oh, fuck.
What was that, Reese? No, I let him finish. Michael, let Reese finish what he was about to say there. It was deep.
I can't even think of the word. I
don't know.
You knew what I was going to do as well. Didn't That was majestic almost.
I loved
fucking
it.
Hell.
To be like Harley still here. I love it.
Oh, man.
I love it. Should we do some Wednesday wisdom?
Yes, let's.
Yeah.
Reese, are you ready to read these out?
Yeah, let me just put my teeth in. That was such a grandma thing to say, wasn't it? Oh, I've had wine on my cornflakes.
What?
I've had wine
I like
my...
your nan if she does that.
She probably does know my nan, I'm not going to lie.
Wine on cornflakes? I haven't tried that, but I'm up.
This one's from Gemma.
Hi,
hello.
Hi, Gemma. As not Jammer.
Not another Jammer.
I need some help. My boyfriend's pet name is for me is Peanut Wiggle Butt Pork Chop.
Peanut Wiggle Butt Pork Chop.
Yep, Peanut Wiggle Butt Pork Chop. I've never loved it, but it's cool when we're at home. Whatever.
I suppose, yeah.
I don't love it when we're out in public with my friends or shops and he calls me that. How can I tell him nicely to stop, Gemma?
No.
Do you know what I think? Nicknames are usually made of, like, either, like, one of two things. Something about your appearance or an abbreviation of a name that you're called, be it your real name or a sort of original nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is...
A real name's Peanut Lamshank.
Right. So she could just get him used to calling her like an abbreviated form, like P-Dub.
PWP.
Yeah, PWP, which would then be shortened to P-Dub.
P-Dubs, yeah. And P-dubs. She could be...
N-Dubs was N-W whatever, shortened to N-W, then N-Dubs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She could just be P-Dub. And then that's quite a cool nickname. And then just never... She's just caught like skirt around the subject whenever anyone asks what it means.
Well, maybe say, call me P-Dubs when we're out and then call me Peanut Wiggle Butt Pork Chop when we're in the house. That's all right. It's a bit,
it's a mouthful.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
mate.
Too much.
He's bloviating.
Go for one of the words. I'd probably wiggle butt.
Yeah,
I'd go for wiggle butt.
I'd go for peanut. I like peanut. I think peanut's the best of an affectionate.
No, peanut to me is that guy who's always got the joke-shaped head.
Yeah, true. You know it is usually associated with the shape of your head. Yeah.
What's a joke-shaped head?
Like a funny-shaped head. Peanut-head. We used to call kids peanut-head.
I used to have a friend called 8-Ball because his head looked like one of those lucky 8-Balls. You know?
The magic 8-Ball. Okay. Gemma, is that Gemma sorted out? Nicely, okay. Let's move on to someone else.
Hioi. Hioi!
Do you know what? I think if you look at it, take the H off, it looks like two hands waving, you know what I mean? And a head in the middle. It does.
It really does. It's a guy waving next to a rugby goal.
Yeah.
And then he's just scored a try. Didn't he?
Is that a greeting? Is it hi oi?
Hioi! No, it's a samurai. It's a samurai greeting.
Oh, okay.
Hoi was actually the alternative for hello. Hello was invented for the telephone. If it was, it was between that and ahoy hoi. So we nearly
hoi hoi.
Yeah. Ahoy hoi.
So where's oi oi come from then?
Probably
same
just
thing,
from
probably.
That, yeah.
Okay.
Oi oi! Oi oi!
I've gone off that.
This is from Trevor.
Right, Trevor, me little gandrilla.
I think I fancy my girlfriend's cousin's mummy. Well, you called her a mummy, so he's about six.
I can't work that. My girlfriend's cousin's mummy.
Your girlfriend's aunt?
Yeah.
It's a mummy, though. That's not right.
I know.
You don't call parents mummy over, like,
and don't,
four.
He might be our guy. He might be the boyfriend that's calling his girlfriend Peanut Wiggle Butt Pork Chop. He loves a fucking mouthful, doesn't he? Girlfriend's cousin's mummy.
You'll have to ask Gemma if he likes them.
Apparently, she's 60, but super hot.
Cool.
He also says super hot.
I know some peng 60-year-olds.
Yeah,
same. And basically, yeah, so she's super hot, and I'm sure I've caught her winking at me a few times. Oh.
But at that age, though, it could be something else wrong with her eye.
Could be a tick.
But then he said, if you know what I mean, then...
What else could you possibly fucking mean?
Then, should I dive on in?
Trevor, my little mum driller.
Yes.
Noel Clark would be proud of that one.
Trevor, innit? Trevor, my
little mum driller.
Oh, God. Yes. Every week I ruin my mascara. I have to get some waterproof. What does he mean by dive all in? Can you explain more to me? I just don't understand.
Proceed.
Yeah.
As we proceed.
Trevor, the way you talk's not getting you no women, let's be honest. You've got a girlfriend, and I think you should settle.
To be honest, he's probably more likely to get 60-year-olds with that kind of talk.
No, he's got his girlfriend. But I do. Mummy.
I know people who talk like this. My old roommate, I once was going, it was 8 o'clock in the evening, mm-hmm. and I drink a lot of tea, so I was just mashing in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, Draco, do you want a brew? And he went, oh,
Draco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. We're just going to skip past that bit.
His real name's Brandon.
Okay.
But
course, is he blonde?
Yeah.
And pale.
We've spoken about this before. He looks nothing like Draco Malfoy, but once a car full of black people pulled off. And just pulled up to us and just went, you look like Draco Malfoy, and then drove off.
I might have been in that car. I'm only joking. I would have said Ridian. I'm old school.
But this was before Ridian.
Ridian from X Factor.
This was before Ridian times.
I'm surprised you didn't know
who he is.
No,
but there's Ridian pre-Draco.
No, man.
Ridian's trust
like
006.
No,
come Google, on, back Google me up that. Here. Back me up here. Ridian before Draco Malfoy.
I think
who,
so.
What was a thing first?
First of all, who's heard of Ridian? No one out there.
Does anyone know who Ridian is?
No,
I remember Ridian.
He was on the X Factor in 2006.
Wow.
And Harry Potter came out before I went up to comp.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Fair play then.
But good reference anyway for Ridian.
Yeah,
I haven't thought about him forever, but now I am.
So I offered Drake or Brew, and these were his exact...
sorry. So let's continue. So now his nickname... was given to him by four black strangers.
Yeah.
And you just, that's just his name now.
And you know, like, if we talk to his grandmas and his sister, they now call him Draco to us. Like, I swear to God, nobody in the world calls him Brandon.
You got to find those four black guys and invite them to the ceremony or the naming ceremony or something, you know? They're just, like, they don't know how much of an impact they've had on your brethren's life now.
On everyone's life around us. Do you know what I mean? I've never heard anyone call him Brandon.
Incredible.
And do you know, if someone does refer to him as Brandon, I don't know who they're on about.
There's a picture of Ridian on screen, and I think he looks a bit... I think if you had blonde hair, you look like Ridian, Reese.
I don't know why, but Ridian reminds... I'm not even going to say it.
Don't say me.
He looks like Lebo Freeman, the model. Anyway, back to this Bruce story.
Niche reference.
Mm. No, he's a big model.
Is he?
Yeah.
Still niche.
Still very niche. Yeah.
He went, he's a big model.
Alright.
Whatever, guys. God.
You're niche. I go, them guys are fucking sick, man. I should find that the guy wearing them's name.
What people do with female models?
Apart from me, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't even look at females' guys and go, ooh, you know, that woman's really nice. The way she models those guys, like, I just want to find out her name.
True.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck.
But anyway, Draco didn't want a brew. and what he said was, I hate to be a fuddy-duddy.
Nice.
But I don't like to have caffeine late at night because, you know, I've got work tomorrow and I'll be up all through the night. I was like, Driz, it's a cup of tea and it's 8 p.m. Don't ever say fuddy-duddy again in front of me. So I know that people do actually talk like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
And Draco's a dad, so.
If she's winking at you, I think I wink at people. I like a wink.
Mm-hmm.
I think we like a wink, don't we?
I had one this morning.
What?
A wink.
Sorry.
Okay. I think it's quite a nice thing to do. I like a little. If someone winks at me, I do enjoy that.
I always wink, but I wink at people all the time.
Yeah,
like
I wink inherently now.
Yeah, I don't know when I meet someone, I'm like, yeah, nice to meet you. Know
yeah.
I mean? And
yeah.
I always
oh,
click
is it
like
not
a
flirting?
Horse.
Saying your name as well, you've been adopted by an African tribe.
I think
just introducing yourself
it.
With a wink. Oh, right, okay, cool. Yeah. Nice to meet you. I'm Jason.
I never click at people, I don't know why.
With the hand, they're like... shall we play a little song and then get Doc Brown in the
Oh, video? Yes, please.
Yeah. And it's International Women's Day.
Perfect.
So I'm playing a song about a lady who you never trust, a big butt and a smile. Yeah.
Yeah. Spider-Man and freeze in full effect.
Uh-huh. You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, dude?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must
warn you.
I
strange in my mind. Yo, situation is, let's cure it cause we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships they seem from the start. It's all so
deadly
when love is not together.
DeVoe and Poison on Foo Bar Radio.
How many times? It's about a woman, really.
It is about a woman. Yeah, of course it is. How many times can you say that you've heard? How many times can you say you've heard that on the radio this year?
Poison.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard it.
Last time you probably heard it was in a nightclub, innit? When you were doing your routines.
De Bunda.
Yeah,
I did do that.
Natalie goes to kind of 80s themed nightclubs quite frequently in Andy Das High Tops, and she can. She can do the whole dance to that song.
I can, yeah.
Spin on her head and everything.
Yeah.
And you catch her regularly on a revolving dance floor.
Mm-hmm. The ones that light up.
Yo, you go to town on this popcorn, bro.
Who?
Who have we got in the studio, in the office right now? It's none other than Doc Brown.
Hey. I just iron up this popcorn.
Mate, dig in.
Like it was Reese's birthday last week. And
popcorn.
I got it for him, but
white,
he hates popcorn.
Chocolatey drizzled birthday cake flavoured popcorn.
It's nice, no?
From the good people at Toad Ally. It's nice.
Right, we were debating that earlier on, Natalie.
Yeah. Yeah,
so who bought these?
Oh I did. God. I bought
too
them.
Much.
You bought these. Okay, so do you know whether when meant no. to pronounce it Toadally or Toad Ally?
Oh, I think it's Toad Ally.
Toad Ally.
I think it's like
Toadally. No, I think it's a play on Totally.
Yeah, it's a play on Totally.
But like they've put a hyphen in it. So now it looks like it's two words.
They should have been brave and lost the hyphen, made it one word.
Exactly.
It's American, so I'm saying it's like totally.
Yeah, but I'm going to go Toad Ally. Well, but I just want to know who the Toad's ally now is.
Well, I know behind my house is an alley called Shitfly Alley.
Right.
And what do toads eat? Flies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if it was Toad Alley off Shitfly Alley, that kind of makes sense.
That's true.
Shitfly Alley.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it's not the locals that. Call
he's
it.
From, he's yeah, from Nottingham. Yeah,
yeah. Right, oh, okay.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. If you'd have started with Nottingham, I wouldn't even had a question.
But you've also brought me in some Doc, you've brought me in some Guinness
yes,
Punch.
I thought you might appreciate it, man.
Mate, I do. You I know, really do.
There's not enough Guinness Punch around, in my opinion.
No.
And whenever I get to a Caribbean establishment, it's always done.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like some light skin prejudice or something. Like, I walk in, I tell him it's done, tell him it's done.
But
I never get there in time for the Guinness Punch. But since I just started making it myself, since I realised how easy it was, I'm like, I don't need you lot anymore.
You might have found a need. Like, are you tempted to now sell it to the hipsters?
It would. I think it could. It could kill, actually.
Like absolutely.
Yo, you bang that on Brick Lane,
bro. Jeez. No, fuck Brick Lane. Dalston, like you said, Dalston.
Just
Brick
like
Lane.
A big ice bucket and just loads of
mate,
like those
summer.
Big sort of like pint plastic glasses with the plastic lid and then like a funky coloured straw.
Red, play some Calypso music. Set the scene, innit?
Yeah, man.
Play some Calypso and sell Guinness Punch.
Yeah.
It's friendly, innit? You know what? Get a light steel band.
That's what they do
I think
in Kingston.
The only thing that let me down it would be my boat, because my boat is a little bit bait. Like, so people
would
be like,
that would be the draw.
Yeah, like, you really are taking on a lot of different careers. Like, you're not even playing anymore, bro. You got your own stool as well.
I think it could take off.
Yeah.
I genuinely do.
Let's have a B plan.
Doc Brown's Guinness Punch. It's got a brand name already. Yeah. Doc Brown's Guinness Punch. Mate, and you trust that.
The punch you can trust.
And you could, have one of those stupid little...
like a banner type thing.
Well, statement about the health, the classic the kind of statements
yeah,
of the
yeah.
health benefits.
Some bullet points.
Yeah. Mm.
Don't sell it yourself. Be like Paul Newman had sauces. His
absolutely.
Face was on it, so your
his face was on it, but
it.
He wasn't like
he's
in
not
every
on a market
Sainsbury's.
Yeah. Yeah, like George Foreman.
Yeah. Be in the adverts.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Be in the adverts, but don't sell it up front.
Yeah.
A punch to the face that feels good. That
yes.
would be my slogan.
Wow.
Maybe workshop that.
No, are you nuts? That's perfect. Hipsters love a bit of danger as well.
I could see some people having a slight issue with
listen,
that.
Listen, hipsters love a bit of danger. You're in Dalston as well. What do you associate Dalston with back in the day? A punch to the face. But this one feels good.
What about when you mark it out to Chiswick? They're not going to like that, are they?
You're not thinking about Chiswick.
About
Chiswick. No. You're not thinking about
my favourite piece of graph ever disappeared from Dalston a couple years ago. Do you remember just that big white strip on Dalston Lane that just said, Dalston, who asked you? Do you remember that? It's up there
was
50
it,
years, for like 15
just,
years.
Was it on the corner or was it on Dalston Junction?
Opposite. See where Dalston Junction station is now, the newish station.
Yeah.
If you come out there, turn right, just straight up there. And on the right, past the library, there's like some old music shop and a couple other little shops. And above there, on just the hoarding, it just said, Dalston, full stop. Who asked you? ? And it was there for years. I loved it. It was so feisty.
I remember one of the first Banksys I saw was in Dalston or, thereabouts as well.
Mm.
It's just a perfect place for your Guinness punch.
But enough about that. Let's talk about your forthcoming album, because you're back to rap, man.
I'm back. I can't quite believe it, but I'm back.
Why can't you believe it, though?
Well, I just thought... I thought I'd sort of agreed with myself that it was over.
Yeah.
But it was just never really over. And I think if I'd have made a career for myself that didn't involve rapping at all, I think it could have been over.
Right.
But it's always bugged me that, for anyone who's followed my career, like, all the rap stuff I've done, whether it's been for children's television or for movies or telly or for my stand-up, I'm proud of all of it, but it's all stuff that I've sort of made accessible or kind of palatable for an audience who basically doesn't have rap music at heart. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. it's a way of selling rap music to people who don't like rap, essentially. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to have to have done that as part, a central part of my career for the past sort of 7 years, or 8 years even, it always grates just a little bit, because mm-hmm. I think, I know you like this, and I know, like, I'm not underappreciating it, it's amazing, it's made a living for myself, but you lot don't know, like, I can rap way better than this.
Yeah, yeah.
I can I'll rap way better than this. But
you.
I just can't, like, what? I could never prove it. So it's kind of, it just became a sort of itch that I just had to scratch. Mm.
And you're going to do it in style. You're off on a tour on which you kindly asked me to tag along.
That's right.
And it's like an 8-day, if I'm right.
Yes, yep. It's a very small one. I'm just going to test the waters, try and work out what songs chime with people.
Yeah.
And then we'll do it properly, hopefully, at the end of the year.
But you're hitting a lot of the hot spots, man. Like, you know, you're going... I can say that.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Well, listen, we're so on brand right now. Mm. It's ridiculous.
We should sell some on the merch
in the interval.
Store, maybe. Yeah, in the interval. We could make a classic kind of vaudeville type show, all seated, and then someone comes along with a little tray with a ribbon around their neck, serving Guinness punch and chocolate pretzels from Toad Ally.
just so hipstery. Yeah. Amazing.
But we're going to be going to Bristol, Manchester, Liverpool, Leeds, Birmingham, London, Nottingham and Brighton. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were like, where's Scotland? And I was like, it's just above Newcastle.
Yeah, deal with it. I'll go as far and wide as I can, but I'm just testing the waters here, you know, like I don't want to put on a million dates. Plus, it's tiring, man. Like, second time round, I think when everything's locked in and I know that people love the music and I know exactly what size venues I need, and I'm just in way more of a confident position.
Yeah.
This, I'm not in as confident a position as I would be, like, say, with my stand-up.
Absolutely.
Like, I
know, because you do, like, massive venues with your stand-up.
You know, so essentially, I am taking a huge pay cut and fan cut to go back to my roots.
It's a passion but project, though, isn't it?
It's a passion project, man.
Master Things.
I feel like this time I really have got nothing to lose, so you know, I'm so hyped about
Mate,
it.
It's going
to
be
and
so
I'm nervous
much
in all
fun.
The right ways. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That nervous
totally.
Energy is good on stage. Sometimes.
Is it a different type of nerves than? Excuse me, just burping some Guinness punch available from all good stalls in Dalston. Do you get a different type of nervousness when you are going on to rap than when you are going on to do stand-up?
100%. I had the exact comparative experience just in the past couple of days, because I did, where were we? York with Ricky, and then came down and did, like, my first sort of serious rap performance in a decade, at like a spoken word thing in Old Street, and then I was in the Motorpoint Arena in Cardiff, which is just thousands and thousands and thousands of people, but I wasn't afraid walking on in Ricky's shows, because I was just like, look, I'm a bonus. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to do my little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And bounce, you know. It felt zero pressure. I know what I'm doing. What this audience wants. They're all Gervais fans. I know what they're after. Whereas, you know, going to that night, I was like, shit, I got to do like 9, 10 tracks here, like mainly a cappella. So much to remember. But I've got to do it with confidence. There's none for that kind of like self-deprecating stuff that I do in comedy. Yeah. So it's like, I've got to be the man right here. And I was totally, totally nerve-wracked. But the crowd was amazing, and the reaction, it was just so emotional.
Yeah.
To be back, it was incredible.
How many years has it been? Exactly, would you say?
The very last thing I put out was... it was called Citizen Smith Volume 2. That was 2006.
Mm. But since you were last on stage...
And the last time I was on stage actually rapping properly would have been with Mark Ronson, probably the end of 06.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's been a minute.
Over a decade, man.
Yeah.
Man, well, it's going to be an absolute honour to kind of share the stage with you and open up for you as well on the tour. The tour starts on March the 22nd.
At the Fleece
in Bristol. We're starting in Bristol. Like I said, we're going all the way up to Liverpool and then, or Leeds, in fact, and then coming back down to Brighton via London. All tickets are available from docbrown.com/events.
Co.uk.
Co.uk.
I can afford the .com.
Extra £2.
Yeah, it adds up, bro.
and Corruptible, which we're about to play, is released on
Friday.
Yeah, because I was 10 to tomorrow.
Yeah, man. No, it's not tomorrow. It's Thursday.
That's what I said. Yeah, Friday. The day after tomorrow. Friday. Yeah, you missed that the day after bit.
Yeah, that bit.
Punch is doing bits. So yeah, let's get into it.
That's the intro.
We run, wild, free, and we can't ever change, we can't be contained. Part of a saying is a chance to behave that we can't ever take. Asking in vain, spark to the brain, dart to the vein, go hard like we're hardly to blame. Partly insane like a stalker's dance in the rain. And we don't give up, whoa. Whatever you wanna do, wherever you wanna go, you know me, I can't say no. You plus me plus them, team, and anyone who wanna come and let off steam. Feel that, going home early, kill that. Gas that dude, that's that crew on the night that you get flashbacks to, like. With a shrug, basically, bruv, no break till we're done. Then we can't stop now. Gonna rock out till we drop down. Spud or a slap to the palm on it, chick with the tats on the arm on it, sprinkling chat with the charm on it. Trying not to do nothing dumb, but can't promise. Sundown, sun up, come down, come up. Piper with a mic, oh, what's up? We can get with this or that. It's a toss up, might hear sirens, watch for the rosas. I'm on the kind of conga line, so get in and follow. We could it all now and regret it tomorrow. Ooh. Tonight collectively we're gonna act the utter fool. Oh, I'm so corruptible. All these things and whatever we do tonight, yeah, it's nothing new. All these things, you can wonder if you were right. I'm coming up with you. All these things, who would've knew when we drew the line? What? Such a fool. Raise your hands, someone. Fire in your eye socket, liver than a rocket. Only a fiver in your pocket. Tonight find a different kind of profit. Watch it, man, you don't fall behind a beat when I drop and it. You can't lose, man. When you're going out without any kind of plan, when you start off with nothing in your hand, go with the flow even when the flow is a sham. So simple when you don't give a damn. Got a long list of all the dumb I did that I'll probably do again in a bit. Oh, I got that glint, man, I got that glint. All I ever need is a nod and a wink and a cold drink, bruv, I'm gone in a blink. Kinda like a junkie right on the brink, but I never gave a monkeys what you might think. Save the embarrassment for after. For the next few hours, let's make disaster. I'm like Alice with a bubble mark. Drink me, eat me, trust me, taste me, tease me. Take it easy, wavy, sleazy, play me, treat me crazy, deeply take me with you. Maybe a little sinning just to get us in the mood. I'm in it every minute, don't limit what we do. I wonder if I ever really did grow up, but corruptible. And whatever we do tonight, yeah, it's nothing new. All these things, you can wonder if you were right. I'm coming up with you. All these things, who would've knew when we drew the line? What? Such a fool. Raise your hands, everyone. Raise your hands, everyone. Raise your hands, if you're corruptible.
Right now. Let me know.
Nothing new. All these things, you can wonder if you were right. I'm coming up with you. All these things, who would've knew when we drew the line? What? Such a fool. Raise your hands, someone. Raise your hands, someone. Raise your hands if you're corruptible.
If you have a whole fish, you will see that a fish has teeth.
I eat tuna and they don't have teeth.
Maybe. Tuna are huge teeth. And they've got big teeth.
Fish have teeth. Like, not all fish have them in the mouth. Some have them in the throat.
No, you know what you can tell about this conversation is that all of us were really listening to my new single Corruptible out March 10th on Friday. We weren't in a heated debate about whether or not fish have teeth.
Do you not mention fish? I thought I heard the word fish in it.
I think that's what inspired
all these fish have teeth. I think
all these fish are taking their teeth tonight. Something like that.
Something like that.
But sorry, you're going to be even before. Well, no, in fact, no. Sorry, very, very. Sorry, just getting back on my chair there.
It's the popcorn. It's a birthday pop with too much sugar, isn't there?
That's what it is.
And someone stole his footrest, so he has
So I look really awkward when I'm trying to get back on my chair.
Yeah. Anyway.
So in the not too distant future, you're also going to be performing at Stand and Calling, is what I was trying to say.
Oh yeah.
You
yeah,
and Idris Elba. Idris Elba, as well as you.
Yeah, it just,
at different it just times.
Oh, not
it's not me and Idris Elba like fighting it out. Just over who's going to be the next Bond. It's not going to be that. But no, the lineup does look sick. Actually, I'm going to enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy.
Oh man, it looks it's massive. In addition to you, there's Horsemeat Disco, Katie Tunstall, Kate Tempest, Clean Bandit, and Orbital have been announced as headliners. Slaves, Gary Newman.
Oh,
Faithless,
the pumpkin, oh, and don't
forget about Beefy Melons, Temple of Love and Gratitude.
Listen.
Beefy Melons,
Beefy Melons, Temple of Love.
Is that
and Gratitude?
The name of an act?
We don't know what it is.
Beefy Melons, Temple of Love and
no
Gratitude.
No one knows. We are all three of us at Anaheim are going to it. But
Beefy
Melons
sounds really rude, doesn't
that's,
it?
Yeah,
really
rude. So we're hoping for
Beefy Melons, Temple of Love and Gratitude. Sounds
it
like,
all sounds
it's
rude.
It's gonna be fun.
It sounds like the correct terminology for a titwang. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Right, yeah, that's I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I do.
On Women's Day, you say tit wank. No, it's the patriarchy.
That's not.
Okay.
I don't think that's sexist.
I don't think appreciating a tit wank.
I think they're celebrating the fact that.
Anti feminist.
Yeah.
Is it?
No. Okay, well, let's
I love a good tit wank.
Cheers, a tit wank then. Okay. Okay.
But happy International
anyway,
Women's Day.
Yeah.
What a way to sell Beefy Melon's Temple of Love and Gratitude.
He's been praying for this kind of PR for years. He's been there with his people going, just wait till International Women's Day. That's when it's really going to take off.
I think he changed the name.
Yes, I think so.
Slightly. Maybe the last name didn't have as much of a ring to it.
No. Big up Beefy.
Beefy Melon. Well, let's get into a freestyle, man. Yeah. You're just the gift that keeps on giving, man.
That's why I've started to call myself Big Brown Santa on Twitter.
There you go.
So I've given myself that name. It's also BBS,
moniker.
Which is my
and I'm all
my
for,
other moniker.
I'm all for giving yourself your own nicknames as well.
Absolutely.
I nicknamed myself recently Renzel Nottingham.
Renzel Nottingham.
Yeah. Great, right?
That's good.
There you go.
And is it sticking with other folk? Not really.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Renzel. They keep calling me researching.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I'm researching.
I'm Sarah de Bunda.
You've got a lot of aliases, though.
Have I?
Yeah.
Not be to a face.
I don't know of any.
Weren't you called Juicy something for a while?
Oh, Juicy Princess.
Really. I mean, I called myself
I always suspected that was you,
I called
to be
myself
fair.
After that, because I just wanted to, but I wasn't actually. Although if I am, thank you very much, if you think I'm a Juicy Princess.
We used to call you something else before Sarah de Bunda as well.
Did I
tell
you what
Natalie King, a.k.a. something, a.k.a. Sarah de Bunda.
Only in the toilets, mate.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Should we get on to the freestyle?
Yeah, mate.
Sorry. Let's move on. Okay,
all right. He's going to freestyle about what we used to call you.
I'm livid. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Yeah. A little more in the headphones on the beat, please. Nat, thank you. All right. This is a Last Skeptic beat. Still. Check this out. Oh great, it's freezing again. 3 a.m. and my overweight cat needs feeding again. Sore throat, cough and choke, then releasing the phlegm. Draw the blind, seen Dean drug dealing again. Oh, on the same estate I was in 05. All this TV money and can't afford nowhere nice. Gentrified the manor, now my dough's chump change. Stubbed my toe on the wardrobe door. Fuck's sake, head hazy cause I blaze late. Stayed up watching Back to the Future Part 2 with my namesake. Reminder I was like ahead of my time. Now these new youths grind, find success in their prime. Take the kids to school. School raining, I ain't feeling this at all. Get recognized 5 minutes in, not cool. Dive in the whip fast, but the engine won't start. Daddy, what's wrong with the car? Not now, babe. Fuck, weird sounds from the clutch when I'm making a maneuver. Have to do the school run in an Uber. 9:10, now the day is all mine. But why'd I lose my mind when I got nothing but time? Walk back through the rain, no hat, unsubtle. Wanker driver try splash me with a puddle. Jump back, feel a squelch under there, that's dog shit in the treads of my Air Max. FFS, it's one of them ones. FFS, I got another verse for this. If I can remember the shit. Oh, hey, check it, last night's chopstick, digging out the dog shit. Weave round the soles of my shoe like a maze. Wanna kill the owner, have the mutt put down, but how am I gonna prove it was him, DNA? Gotta wait on a courier delivery, half a ton of vape juice, shit, I need my nicotine. He'll arrive between 11 and 5, went out for 2 seconds and missed the fucking guy, now I'm moody. Soon get a call from a dude, he see me on the telly and he used to go to school with me. Therefore, could I get him working showbiz? Cause he's a guy that I kinda used to know, shit. Alright, cool, you were a dick to me in school and now I gotta give you a job, is that the rule? I mean this in the nicest possible way, get a life. I lie? I'm struggling with mine, no great cocaine, playboy bunnies everywhere. Fuck out of here, bruv, I'm hoovering the stairs. If I had a fucking butler, he'd be cleaning all this stuff up. Told him I had shit on my creps and I hung up. But I had the phone under my chin, no hands and it slipped, now it's dunked in the sink. iPhones don't deal with water like old Nokia's that never end. Dreaming about my 3210 FFS. Yes, it's one of them ones, FFS. Yes, it's one of them ones. Landlord take the piss with the rent, FFS. Tax man 140%, FFS. For every pound I earn I get 50 pence, FFS. Another 10 go to the agent, FFS. Dodgy curry got me shitting again, FFS. Little Darren's pocket picking again, FFS. My daughter's got nits again, FFS. Little Yachty got a hit again. Fuck's sake, bro. FFS. That's produced by my good friend The Last Skeptic.
Yeah, amazing.
Kind of a gap bridger, isn't it, between rap and comedy, I guess.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's important to have a level of humour, a level of.
Well, I think me and you, this is why it's going to be such an exciting tour, because I think we share a couple of traits in that respect.
Absolutely.
You know, I think we're known. It's not just about punchlines, it's about playing with words, playing with people's expectations.
There you go.
And then the other thing we share is we're both clear as a motherfucker on the mic.
Delivery is very, very important.
Like, you can just change the vibe. I saw you do it the last time I saw you perform. There was a lot of good artists performing on the night, but you could see the crowd reaction when you came on. Literally, maybe not saying you're the best rapper in the room or whatever. I'm sure, you know, we all think we are. But one thing is for certain, undeniable, is that the entire crowd stopped what they was doing and focused and reacted in a way they didn't react to anybody else. And that was, first and foremost, beyond your lyrics and your concepts and your ability and the song choice, because they could hear what the fuck you were saying. Every word.
Like one of the biggest sort of traits of that gig in particular was the fact that I did half of everything a cappella as well. Because you're right, I think it's very important to hear music, but also to soak in exactly what the artist is saying.
And you know, at the end of the day, we're rappers. Let's not pretend. It's not like we've all got a band with us. We've got a backing track. So I don't think there's any crime in having some music, some without. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, we are the musician in that situation.
Absolutely.
Unless you've got one of them amazing DJs who can just fucking do everything. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, it's with time's getting on like so much. We want to squeeze in a game.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, okay, man. Cool. No, you don't go anywhere.
Right. No, no, no. We've got pen and paper.
Mm-hmm.
So because you did very well there with your rapping, we're going to treat you with a game.
Thank you.
You're not a doctor.
No.
Obviously.
Oh,
don't worry. For the purpose.
No, he's not that type of doctor. Ships go into him. Like, he's...
Okay, well...
Doc Brown comes out on FUBAR Radio.
So, but on this game... Okay, let's hear what the jingle that Jacob's made for this.
Please can Mr. Payne, Mr. Sanders and Mr. Brown go to room 104. Dr. King is waiting for you. Please come to room 104.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So for this game,
cavity search.
This game is actually, of course, it's called Dr. King. So I'm actually the doctor here.
Not Martin Luther.
Probably not Martin Luther. No, that's not one of the questions. So this is 7 clips of 7 different medical conditions. You just have to guess what they are. Okay. Here's clip number one. Yeah. Got something for that? What medical condition is that?
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah, am I meant to spell Bruce? These properly? We're not going to be doing any spell checking, are we?
No. Okay.
Right, just write phonetically.
Here's number two. Mm-hmm. Everyone?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's number... Could be a number of things, that, but I'm going to...
If it was in a movie, it'd be... it'd be death.
Yeah.
Okay. That person's gonna die.
Mm. Or they're in a cupboard hiding.
Yeah. this is number four.
Someone's clearly pouring boiling water on themselves. I'm joking.
That's not a medical condition, but think about what could be that might burn. Well, that's not actually burning.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you too many clues there. Trust me, I had this, and it is very much like that. That was all.
Mm. So okay. It's not what I wrote down.
Well, yeah, yeah. Okay, it's number five.
What the?
Do you like that again?
That? No, I don't think I want to hear that again.
What is that? It's a medical condition, really. Some people say it's not, but we think it is.
What?
Can I hear it just one more time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm done.
Sounds like a lot of people clicking their fingers.
I've got quite quite a controversial answer.
Jacob's gone quite dark on this game, but
I don't know. Yeah.
Let's go for number six.
Oh, no, I can't even listen to that.
What is it, though, Reese?
Play it again. I don't know.
Well, just think. You don't like it. What is it? I'll keep playing it until you write something down.
I've written something down, okay, I swear to God.
Okay, yeah.
Go on to the next one and come back to that one.
No.
This is...
My headphones are too loud.
Yeah. This is a medical condition.
It can be.
No, this... It's not, can I just say it's not the obvious one? It's dark. Okay, so.
Oh right. Oh wait.
No, but not that dark.
Oh,
that
so
dark.
It's not. Right. So like. Well, I've really I given don't some clues. Know.
Just put. So I'll play the other one again if you don't.
What number was this?
That was number seven.
That was seven.
Do you need any more help with anything?
Not number seven, six.
No. Everyone okay everyone to answer? Everyone okay?
I need another. I need a recap on.
I need a recap on three.
Three. Yeah. Okay.
I need five and six.
This
after.
Is three.
I just made up five and six.
Three.
Okay. Oh yeah.
You need five.
There's too much lapping in that. Well, it makes me uncomfortable.
Something can be quite no. I'm not gonna say that.
I don't know what the fuck that could be.
Pop something down.
I can't.
Well, this is number six then. This is number. I know you don't like to lose.
Come on, man.
Write something. I'm going to give the answer, so if you haven't got anything down, I'm just giving out points.
Oh, for fuck's
what's
sake.
Number one, please?
I got cough.
I just put laryngitis.
No, that's not what's down here, is it?
I put laryngitis.
Tonsillitis, sorry. Shit. No points there. It has to be what's on the paper. Don't start this again.
Don't worry
every
me
week,
that,
every week. You
what do
mad.
You mean?
It has to be what's on the paper.
No. Come on.
Has to
who's going
to
guess tonsillitis from a cough?
I nearly
you're
put
just
going to
call it a cough. I just called it a cough.
I can't give any points.
Laryngitis.
I think there's going to be a debate for every
there
answer.
Will. Yeah. Number two.
That's
number two.
Asthma.
I put asthma.
Yeah, same.
Oh, yeah, good points. Asthma. Points all around. Very good, very good, very good. Number three.
Influenza.
That's posh. Posh word for cold, isn't it?
That's why I put it. Okay. I thought this is how it was going to go. You've got to tap what you got on the paper.
No.
I kind of revealed that. I actually put common cold.
Yeah, I put cold.
Hay fever. Sorry, I got to move on. Number four.
It are you
burns.
Serious?
Number four.
Yo, I put VD and then you said you've had it.
But wait. Number three was actually hay fever.
Yeah.
Which is an allergy.
Did you put allergy? Oh, I'll give you a point.
That's not even a fucking.
I'll give you a point.
No, I put cold. But what I'm saying is, was the answer actually hay fever?
You go to the doctor.
It's not a medical condition.
It would. Well, we've got a minute and a half. Let's get through this. What's number four?
STI.
Some gonorrhea.
I love I had you at STI, obviously.
I put VD and then you said you've got it, so I changed it to yeast infection.
No, it's not yeast infection.
Gonorrhea.
I literally said I had it and you're like gonorrhea.
I know, but I just assumed you were joking.
It's cystitis.
I just assumed
it
you
burns.
Had it.
Cystitis.
Cystitis. Sorry, no points.
Dystopian.
There. Number five.
Obesity.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's because you said some people say it's not a medical condition.
I
put haemophilia.
Blood trickling.
Yeah, because it sounded like dripping.
It was sex addiction.
Out of their eyes.
Sex addiction.
Yo, I literally what? Thought that's a noise out. Did you
noise?
Crop that from when I made that wanking noise?
Oh, that was that was someone wanking?
Is that what that's supposed to be?
That does not sound like wanking.
Oh. But maybe it's extra lotion.
It could be sex,
might
not
be too
wanking.
Much lotion.
Number six.
I put brittle bones.
No, I don't. I didn't have anything.
I put leprosy.
Well, Reese gets a point because it was a bone breaking.
But you said a medical condition. Brittle bones is a medical condition.
You know how these games work.
It's just a verb. That's just a verb.
You know how these games work. Tenuous.
They don't. That's
exactly. Exactly. Tenuous. And I'm still like, I don't understand why I haven't been commissioned for a daytime TV show yet. Number 7.
It's probably the cystitis. I'd say.
I haven't got it today. Sorry, what? Number 7, please.
Play
I don't know why, but
oh, it's just very dark, this
cesarean.
One.
Cesarean.
Oh, yeah, no. I was going to write something, condition. But I thought...
Dropsy.
What?
Dropsy.
What's...
Oh, it's like some old Victorian...
Where people should drop the kid.
I don't know what it is. It just sounded good, like gout.
What did you... It was...
Oh, yeah, I had cesarean, but that's not a medical condition.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
say what
really
I thought.
It's not really a condition, but you'd go to the doctor to get one. I'll let, if you say it out loud, I'll give you a point.
Baby, I've got a baby growing out of me.
No, not abortion.
I didn't think abortion.
What did you think?
Adoption.
I'm still not saying
oh,
it.
No, you take something to not hear that sound anymore.
You take something to not hear the sound.
A blow to both ears?
It's the morning after pill, okay?
That is dark.
So,
could have just had someone swallowing.
My answer is still darker.
So, oh, right, okay. Well, we've got to go. We have to go because Hannah Wynn is
already alive. It's just too late.
Why are you taking the morning after? The morning after what?
Sex.
Do you know when they say abortion up to 24? You know they meant weeks, not
the 9 month after pill.
Hannah Wynn is coming in here right now.
We'll continue this conversation on tour. Hannah Wynn's up next, and her guest is El Medo.
Yes.
And
El Medo.
El Medo.
Yeah.
It's not Spanish.
No, but let's get on to the song.
Let's get on to the song.
You.
And it's it's me and Dot Brown actually.
Yes,
it's Dot Brown
album.
And me. This is off the album Stemma, which is out.
Soon. I don't have an exact date.
Thank you very much for coming
Thanks,
in as well
man.
Today.
We love ya. Pain is the Western Cornbread. We'll be back next week, 4 till 6.
Look over your shoulder, bro, I'm overtaking. I know I'm breaking all your hopes and know it's so frustrating. Flow creating, though I'm making, yo, I'm close to caking. I know it's hard to be happy for me, but on this racetrack, face facts, got the kind of pace that's slicker than a pair of Ray-Bans in a Maybach. I don't just create raps, I live a life size, stepping fake crap. No, you hate that, take that.
No, he ain't Gary Barlow, I ain't Mark Owen, but so many rappers can't cope when we start flowing. Spotify really should be rightfully mindful, cause my wave's big enough to rival titles. I think it's time for me to see this shit. I run rings around your team on some Olympic shit. We came to mess with MCs making efforts to lead, mate, forget it, just relay the message.
Let's get it. I got this from here. Yeah, I got this from here. I got this from here. Give me the baton, give me the baton, give me the baton. Yeah. I got this from here.
Yeah,
I got this from here.
Yeah,
I got this from here. Give me the baton, give me the baton, give me the baton.
Yo, Nang sneaks when I step in like an athlete. Treat a studio session like a track meet. Can't catch me, no matter their gender. I'll clash any man or cast this amenia. Magic dropper, I'm not always a rapid jotter, but I can get ahead of Bolt like Harry Potter. You don't know how many wars I fought. I got such big balls, I reckon this is more like
Yo,
sport.
Up in the 4x400s, bruv, I run this. Melt the souls of my Hirachis. I'm kamikaze, dictate a race like a Nazi. On a dark street, outrun your fleet with my crusty Jamaican feet. Hydroplaning in my lane, wind and rain, Michael glide right by you. Literally bring the pain when I skin, man. It costs more than skin deep. You jump out your skin, I'm casually skin deep. Believe me, I got this from here. Yeah.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.